The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, today, the 8th of April, 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and right across from me is Fritzy, who is up on the table just looking around with Katrina from Haven Humane. But we have some other things to do, Fritzy, so just hang on. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Is this a cute dog or what? My gosh.
I didn't have to read the weather. I'd go take a picture of him on the table right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll read the weather. Oh, too late. He's down. What's the weather look like?
Currently 56 degrees. Looks like it's going to be partly cloudy this morning, then mostly clear tonight with a high of 87, a low of 49. We have a wind advisory from Saturday through Sunday. So Saturday, sunny and breezy, high of 73, low of 44. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 71, low of 43, with a slight chance of showers on Sunday night. On Monday, showers likely, with a high of 60, a low of 39. On Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, with a high of 66 and a low around 40. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers.
It looks like we've got a chance of showers starting Monday for all week.
Yeah, with a high of 66 and a low of 46.
Yeah, and Sunday night even. So let's just hope that we get showers every day. Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. Great customer service. Super people down there. You won't be sorry. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you have Fritzy.
I do have Fritzy with me.
And Fritzy is a German Shepherd.
Yeah, he's a German Shepherd mix. But
I know you have to say mix.
Yeah.
But he sure looks like a German Shepherd to me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hey, Fritzy, you want to get up on the table again? Come on. Come on. There you go.
No, he's Fritzy. Really sweet, though. I like him because he has a very unique look, because he has the floppy ears, which you don't see on German Shepherds very often.
You don't. And look at this. He's such a love. He's probably, how many pounds?
He's 74 pounds.
He's 74 pounds, and he comes up, and he's kind of shy, but he comes up and he licks your hand, and look at those eyes. And he's just looking for love. Yeah.
He is. He's a very sweet and affectionate boy.
Oh, look at, and he and Jared. Jared, you're liking that dog, huh?
I like all the dogs.
Oh, yeah, he likes, yeah, come to think of it, he likes all the animals that come in here, all the dogs. Okay, so how'd we get Fritzy?
Well, his adoption fee is $75.
Well, no, but how'd we find Fritzy?
Oh, how do you find Fritzy?
No, I mean, did he just come in on his own? Was he driven in by Uber?
He originally came to us as a stray. So we don't know much about his background. And then he was adopted out for a short period of time, but they had to return him at no fault of his own. Just they had to switch up their living situation. But he's really sweet.
Yeah, he's going to need a little room.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's, would you say, 75 pounds?
Yeah.
And he just wants to, he's up on the, he's got his, okay, he's this tall on our table we have here. He's got his paws up there and half of his body, not half of his body, but third of his body. Now his tongue's hanging out because you're rubbing him. This is not, I'm trying to describe this dog. He looks so much like a German Shepherd. Yeah, so, but you can't say he's, a total because you don't know. So you have to say he's a cross. But if you're looking for a pretty dog, he's got that kind of a darker muzzle and lighter, you know, highlights and, floppy ears. Not real floppy. Yeah, okay.
Oh, he's so excited.
He is excited to be on the radio, as many people are.
So. But no, he's really sweet, and he's done well with other dogs, and he's done well with children as well. He is a pretty energetic dog for his breed and his age, so of course he will need a lot of room to run around and needs to learn some manners because he is pretty young. But he's been really sweet with everybody.
Yeah, you know what? You could take this dog with you on long, long walks, and he'd love it. And, you know, like along a river trail, or if you have a backyard where you can kind of run around a little bit. Or you got kids that would love throwing balls. I can see him. He would be running back and forth, you know, like that. He's a sweet dog. He is a sweet dog. And he's pretty.
He is. He's gorgeous.
And if you're looking for something like a German Shepherd, this is him.
This is him.
This is him. You know what? I don't know. It would be a good farm dog. Might be a good farm dog.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you know. He could, but what he wants is, he came up next to me when I was rubbing his ears. And he leaned on me when I was scratching his ears because he wanted, he just loved it.
Yeah, you know? He definitely seeks a lot of affection.
As we can tell, as he's up again. Okay. Tell me about how we adopt him.
Yeah, so you can always give us a call at 241-1653. And then since he is the pet of the week, no appointment necessary if you want to come on down today and meet with him. And, of course, if you have dogs in your home, you do need to bring them for a proper introduction.
Yeah, but he gets along with other dogs. I could see that. He doesn't appear to be the alpha male type dog.
No, definitely not.
He's not the alpha male. So, you know, a female dog, if you had a female dog in your house, she would still rule the roost there, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I could see that for him for sure.
Yeah, because mainly, you know, if you get a second dog, and I was told this by a trainer, if you've got a female dog, get a male dog as your second dog because females will fight for dominance, where the female dog who's there been first and all will dominate immediately. So, you know, if you've got a female dog and you're looking for a younger German Shepherd, this is a great choice.
Definitely.
Okay.
A wonderful boy.
Anything else going on?
Well, our kitten nursery just opened on April 5th. So to kick that off, we are doing our Haven Kitten Shower. It's going to be streamed on our YouTube channel, which is Haven Humane Society. And that's going to start on April 9th, so tomorrow. And what that's going to be is you're going to get to see inside the kitten nursery, what that's all about, what we do there, and also get to see a bunch of really cute fuzzy kittens. So definitely tune in for that. And if you want more details about it, it's on our website, havenhumane.org.
Okay. Well, thank you. And thanks, Fitzy. You're doing a great job, buddy. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Your Sleep Number sleeping system. What can I say about it? If you're not sleeping right away, how do you improve your sleep duration? One, you avoid large meals and heavy snacks before sleep. Set up a quality sleep goal that's healthy and realistic for your lifestyle. Say, okay, I'm going to go to bed at 10 o'clock. I'm going to get up at 6. That's 8 hours, and that's healthy. Unlike other people that are in the production room, what's your sleep setting there? Because you have to get up early all the time.
I usually try to go to bed by 10:30, but last night I didn't go to bed till like 12:30.
Okay, so if any wrong buttons are pushed today, I don't know why. But try a tart cherry juice for its triphen. There we go. And melatonin, which may promote better and longer sleep. I didn't know that. Tart cherry juice. But here's the big thing. The best way of getting a good night's sleep is Sleep Number. My sleep number setting last night was 65. Linda's sleep number setting last night was 40. We have found that those sleep number settings really work for us and sleep throughout the night. I go to sleep. I wake up. I feel great. And you know what? A great day starts off with a great night's sleep. And why should you choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because just what I said, every great day starts with a great night's sleep. You can save up to $800 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. That ends next Monday. It's only at Sleep Number, and our store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center, right next to the Vitamin Shop. Great store. Go in there. They've got any number of mattresses to try out, and try them all out. You'll find one that you love. Now, that special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Creep Eye Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, and good morning, everybody. 7:19 in the morning, and it's 56 degrees. Looks like it's going to be Mostly cloudy through the morning and then gradual clearing with a high near 87 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving 4 out of 5 stars and in some cases 5 out of 5 stars for a variety of different categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke and hip knee replacements. It's your health, your choice. Why not go to the hospital that's got the highest ratings? That would just kind of tell me something. Okay, I would like to go to a place that's, you know, knows what they're doing. Okay, what's going on? Well, around here, they had a big meeting yesterday about the Tierra Robles subdivision, 166 homes out there, off of Dersh Road, out there by Seven Lakes in that area, and the neighborhood is up in arms about it. Why? Because of a variety of reasons. The main reason, of course, being fire, that you have 166 new homes out there, and you've got a two-lane road, and we already know what happens when you can't get people out through these roads. Another big thing was water. The water situation out there isn't good, and now you're going to add 166 new homes with millions of gallons of water needed. The sheriff's against it, saying as that's, you know, that is going to need additional deputies, additional equipment out there, because right now it's just open land. So that's, and so the sheriff says this is not a good idea. But after all of that, the other side said, well, look, you've got to grow, you know, you got to grow. And this is a place to do it. Their septic systems, by the way, aren't underground. They're above ground septic systems. I guess I've seen those before, but I don't remember it. It'll be interesting. That they're going to sign a water agreement with Bella Vista. Now, Bella Vista's been cutting water back for everybody, so I'm not sure what kind of water agreement they're going to make, but we'll see. But anyway, the Planning Commission voted 3-0. Two of the members had to recuse themselves, I guess because investments or whatever reason for out there. Anyway, it went 3-0 and said, yes, we should put this here. One of the problems is the only gun club, the only place, the only safe range, outdoor range to shoot is located out there. And what impact is that going to have when you're putting homes out there? You know, first of all, there's going to have to be a fence built by the subdivision that keeps people from walking onto the property out there. They should be signing something that says, hey, there's a gun range here, and they're going to be shooting. As long as the people know about it, that should, you know, you would think that would solve problems. Of course, it won't. It's going to take about 10 years to get it all in, but it's going to be interesting to see if all the concerns of the people have will be met. The other part is it still has to go to the Board of Supervisors, and they have to vote on it, and they can overturn what the County Planning Commission did before. If you remember, the County Planning Commission voted against the against the windmill project, and the Board of Supervisors upheld that. So we'll see what happens with this. Ketanji Jackson, our newest Supreme Court of the United States judge. She's the first black female on the court. And that's what President Biden said when he was running. I'm going to put a black woman on the Supreme Court. You know, if I was a Asian justice or a Hispanic female justice or something like that, or a white female or a white male or Hispanic male or Asian male, when you say something like that, when you make that comment, instead of saying, I'm going to put the best justice available on the court, it kind of like sets a tone. Now, Justice Jackson is going to be taking Byers' place, and Byers is a very liberal judge. Very much a liberal judge. So it's not like you're changing the, you know, you're exchanging one liberal justice for another liberal justice, essentially. So, that in itself is not going to be a big thing. But I think it was the way that it was done. If he hadn't said anything and he says, I'm going to put the best person possible on the court, it starts off better. That's just my opinion. The shootings in Sacramento, and Jared, I do want you to jump into this because we had a discussion about this. It appears that the shooting in Sacramento that killed six people and wounded so many was a gang fight, that these gangs got into a fisticuffs and then pulled guns. And, you know, five people at least were involved in the shooting here. Not only shot each other, but shot innocent people. And so if you look at the definition of what a mass shooting is, and which is what I did, but when you get into it, what the mass shooting, you know, it says essentially it's, and there's so many different definitions and people about it, but they said it's usually a minimum of three or four deaths due to gun violence, not including the shooter. And, or it's involving four or more shot, injured, or killed in a single incident at the same general time and location, not including the shooter. However, if multiple people are shot in a robbery or killed in a terrorist attack, these deaths are not included. They usually also is defining the motive in it is usually committed by a deeply troubled individual seeking revenge or payback for failures in school, career, romance, life in general. However, if it's a gang fight and they're trying to kill each other and just because they're shooting so much and they don't really care and many other people are wounded or killed, is it still a mass shooting? Jared, and you and I, and you made sense this morning when you were talking about it.
Well, I wasn't necessarily trying to argue against that. I just feel like if lots of people are killed, it's a mass shooting. But, you know, and it's, you know, I don't know.
With, do you remember,
I get that it's two different sides against each other, not just one person walking around.
This was a gang fight that erupted downtown in an area the police knew was a problem. And yet no police were there. They know it was a problem. They know at 2 o'clock in the morning when all the bars get open, all the clubs close down, that they've had problems there before. And to me, it's a total failure of foresight or leadership or whatever else you want to call it, that you don't have a couple of police cars sitting there from 2 to 3 in the morning that are there to prevent this type of violence or fights or anything. You know, they're on call, of course, and during the shooting, there were police arriving, but it was too late. It was over. They were gone by that time. But if you had a couple police there, knowing it's an area that's had problems, I don't understand. I know our police, when the bars close down or in certain areas, to make sure there isn't problems, or if there, we don't, you know, if somebody's totally blitzed trying to get in their car, they're sitting there waiting for them. It seems to me you could do that in Sacramento, too. But in any case, innocent people killed, innocent people wounded. And now you have to look at the ones, you know, like one of the people they arrested was a gang member, been released from jail not too long ago against the DA's wishes, and his brother. They're members of a gang. Obviously, they were part of this. Anyway, I find that abhorrent that, and then people turning this into a political thing. Oh, take the guns away. Well, guess what? They're not going to listen. They're not supposed to have guns. They were not supposed to have guns. In fact, the one gun that they've already talked about is, was stolen. It had been reported stolen, and, one of these guys, it was found there. Okay. Other little things going on. Elon Musk opened up the big Texas plant. He invited 15,000 people to this. This was an invite only. And he also brought out his truck of the future, the Cybertruck. He's going to, let me see, what's he going to call this? He's got a name for it.
It's like the Giga Factory.
Yeah, something like that. The Magnum Opus. And it's the futuristic Cybertruck. But here's some of the other things he's planning on. He's also planning on, it's not just cars, but he's also talking about the Optimus humanoid robot, which Musk said will be able to do basically anything that humans don't want to do. I think it'll be a while. But what does that mean? That humans don't want to do? Factory work where it's just all repetition, and you've got these humanoids walking around, going from spot A to spot B, picking up things, moving things. Well, they already have those. And loading trucks, self-driving trucks, self-driving cars, taxis, everything, a robo-taxi, their transition to full driving robo-taxis, like it was in, that you've seen in movies. Anyway, so many of these things are happening. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got Reading Fashion and Alliance is coming in to talk about what's going on with that. Another great big show. And we'll see what they have. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is the place to go if you're looking for help with your insurance needs, like health insurance. Judy Maxwell came on the show and talked very, very concisely and articulately about this Medicare Advantage plan that you see advertised everywhere. It doesn't work in rural areas. You're going to be on the hook for thousands of dollars. Well, that's just one of the things that Maxwell Insurance and Financial can do for you. It can aim you in the right direction. It can support you in your health insurance, your financial investments, your home insurance, your business insurance. And Judy's been doing this since 1993. Give them a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Of you. Oh, what hijacked my world at night? To a place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 8th of April, 2022, 7:36 in the morning, 56 degrees out there, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Avelo Airlines. You know, you can fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Reading. As if you couldn't get in enough trouble as it was. No, you can just take your car, drive down to that great little parking area, stroll in, hop on a plane, and go directly to Las Vegas. This flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays. So you go down Friday and you come back Monday. Gives you Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday to party in Las Vegas with your friends or strangers. And then you get to come back. And fares are starting as low as $39 one way. You must book direct, though, at Avelo Air. That's AveloAir.com. AveloAir.com. I like it, buddy. Hey, I'm here with Jan Kearns and Yvonne Masada for Reading Fashion Alliance. Now, before we start, I have to ask. I'm going to start with Jan. What's your Las Vegas name, Jan? What's your Las Vegas name? Nobody
Candy.
Uses Candy? Really? Okay, Yvonne.
Sugar.
I am. Whoa.
Is that how we're
what happens in Las Vegas?
Wow. Wow. Yeah, well, let me know when you're flying over there, girl. Okay. My
it's
name.
A sweet ride.
Yeah, it's a sweet ride. Okay. I'm sorry. That just got, you know what?
You started it.
I started.
You
that did. Was great. You yeah. know.
And what's yours?
Lost.
Lost.
Hi, I'm Lost. Yeah. I had another name, but I can't say it on the air. Linda's listening. Okay. Okay, you're here about the Reading Fashion Alliance. We're back.
We're back. Yay. We're doing a reboot.
Okay.
So we, Reading Fashion Week, I'm here every year and to talk about it. And Reading Fashion Week happens in September. And lo, here it is, April, and that's because we, as Yvonne
talk to me.
Zivanto appropriately said, COVID crashed the party last September, and so we had to.
We talked about that. That was like an unwelcome visitor.
An unwelcome visitor.
Breaks their leg on your front porch and has to stay with you.
So we have, as we did last year, we filmed it. So we have a big film cinema premiere happening, but we did have to, the live premiere that was scheduled in September, we needed to cancel and wait until it was safe and healthy for people to come out and party and have a great time.
And it is.
So it is now, and so we are holding it on April 30th. It will be at the Oddfellows Hall. Some of you may know it as the Viva Downtown space. It's on the corner of Market and Butte Street, the oldest building in Reading.
Now, where's that going to be? Is it? I've been in that building. So I know what the bottom floor looks like. Is this up in the top floor?
It's actually, people come in on the bottom floor, and one of the really cool things that we're doing this year that we've never been able to do before is we are setting up a gallery, a design gallery in downstairs space. So
plenty of room in there.
Yeah, and people will be able to see fashions from not only this year's designers, but from past year's designers in that space. And then we'll all go upstairs to be able to view the cinema.
Okay. So is there going to be, now the one I went to, I was drug kicking and screaming to, and thoroughly enjoyed it like I usually do. Sitting next to my hunting partner, he was there, and we just had a wonderful time. I mean, super designers. I mean, stuff that's way out there, but stuff that is just,
I'd
wear that, you know, that kind of stuff. Tell me, first of all, what is the Reading Fashion Alliance?
Reading Fashion Alliance is a nonprofit that we started about 5-6 years ago now, that with a mission to really support and encourage and grow design in the far north state, fashion design. So there are many people that are out there doing this, that are creating beautiful things to wear, but they're kind of out there doing it on their own. And what we found is there have not been a huge number of sewists to help people who need to grow that business and to get into more than creating one piece at a time. So our goal has really been to continue to grow and support emerging designers as they are starting this and hopefully moving this into an economic component of Shasta County in the Reading area.
Well, you know, and you have people there that it's a one of your designers. She came in here because you brought your designer, you know, some of your designers here on the show, and I'm looking at her, and I know her. And I thought, why would I know her? Well, she's a server at one of the local good places to eat. But she also did this, and I asked her, we know each other. She says, that's because I served you, blah, blah, blah. But she had tremendous, you know, this is what she loved, and she was really good at it. So, you know, when you see that, or you see people that you know, Kimberly Bonet, and others, that they come out with these great designs, and then they make those. They're the ones that sew them. In Kimberly's case, Cleveland sewed. I'm letting it out there, buddy. For these designs. It was amazing to see the artistic expression in these. Some of them I wouldn't have gotten close to. Some of the men's stuff. Because I'm trying to remember why. It had something to do with shorts or something like that. I'm not sure. But some of them were. They were casual clothes. These were stuff. These were wedding things. The whole. And I'm talking too much about it. I should be listening to you. But first, I got to take a break. B&T Satellite is Reading's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV. And he's been doing it for over 30 years. Doug Tooley, it's a better-known business. don't call the 800 number. No, because you call an 800 number, that's it. You know, your service is just, you know, squat after that. And by using BNT Satellite, you can find out why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. Give Doug a call at 241-3474, 241-3474, BNT Satellite, local business, veteran-owned business, and he does a great job. We'll be right back with Reading Fashion Alliance.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack. And these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio,
well,
here in the studios.
Anything,
of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. 7:48 in the morning here on the 8th of April, 56 degrees. Still cloudy today, but should be clearing up. Maybe a chance for rain all next week. Pray for rain, or whatever you do for rain. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years Cornerstone Community Bank has been here. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, one right down the street here at 1845 California Street. Of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue and the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And the newest branch in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. Now, what do they all have in common? They are there to move local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Candy and Sugar. Dan Kearns and Yvonne Massad. Okay, I'm sorry, but from now on, when you come in, when I ask for names, I haven't seen somebody in a year, I have to get names. No longer. Hi, Candy.
Hi.
And we're talking Ready Black Fashion Alliance. We've discussed what it is. We have some really talented people here for fashion design. And now we're having this event. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the event.
So the event is it's a dress your finest formal cocktail attire, wonderful appetizers, wonderful signature cocktails, and come in and be able to kind of view a beautiful gallery show and then see a cinema and have a fun evening that's dressy and fun and seeing a part of Reading that we don't always see, when we're out and about.
No, so, and I can guarantee you that, but it's absolutely a fun evening.
It is really a fun evening. Yeah. It is really a fun evening.
Now,
so
you said there was is there a live show? It's going to be a video or a movie.
Well,
yeah.
It's a, it was filmed here, okay, back in August.
Oh, okay.
And so we'll be showing that. It'll also be streaming at the same time, through YouTube. So people who aren't able to get here can certainly still have an opportunity to see it. But we have the added bonus, if you will, of there will be a live component with the designers and the models from the show
as well as
the gallery show. So
oh, good. I'm glad to hear
that.
That's
the really fun part. And so we wanted to be able to, we made the decision to go ahead and do a film for the second year in a row. We really wanted to make that decision to have that live component for people because we all love that. So that's a fun
part, watching people walk through it. Right. Listening, and then you listen to the designers because you give them a chance to talk about it.
And there will be that time afterward to, kind of hang around, to meet them, to be able to talk with them, to see the work that they're doing. And some people are ready to actually go to market. Some people are still in that beginning phase. So
yeah.
It's really finding out kind of what's really happening.
Now, you all provide a lot for our designers. Is that true? Logistical help, sewing machines,
that
kind of thing.
Yeah, we have, part of what we do is that we do an emerging designer program every year. So we award 2 to 3 designers, $1,000 plus mentorship. They get to come in and use the space for free. They get to take any classes that we offer for a full year and, help them really build a collection. Most of them, it's their first collection. For some, it may be, they've been in some kind of part of the design world for a while, but they really want to go into fashion for the first time. And so we give them that opportunity and give them that support. We connect them to JEDI, to the Women's Business Center, so that they can get the business pieces that they need to get started. And
this
really
isn't just
this.
For women, though, is it?
No, it is not, not just
okay.
for women.
I, that's
women
what
and
I thought.
Men, and nor is the Women's Business Center at JEDI.
Right.
It's also for both women.
Okay.
And men. So,
now,
we take care of all of that.
Okay.
And then we feature them at the fashion show. So.
Okay. So if I have some great designs, that I'm thinking of, do I have to, but they use existing clothes? Does that count?
It depends on what it is. So if it were something that where you were really taking something and repurposing it and upcycling and using, there's such a huge movement around sustainability.
Right.
That's actually an industry in and of itself, and we really support that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Now, how do people get to this show?
They can go, the easiest way is to go to either our Facebook page, so go to Facebook, Reading Fashion Alliance, or to go right to our website at readingfashionalliance.org, and you can link right through there to purchase tickets.
Okay.
Either way.
And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $75.
Okay, but that includes?
But that includes a full gallery, art gallery show, a reception. It includes light hors d'oeuvres and drinks. Well, drinks are no-hos.
Okay.
But, and then it also includes the film itself and a full, probably 3-hour evening of entertainment.
Okay.
And because we're a nonprofit, that there's a portion of that that's also tax deductible.
Okay.
So this is our big fundraiser.
And now when's it going to be?
April 30th.
April 30th.
Doors open at 6:30.
Uh-huh.
Show starts around 7:15, so time to mix and mingle.
Okay.
So, and the funds go to the Emerging Designer Program.
Yeah.
And you know what? I urge people, you know, if you're looking for something that's different to do, that you're going to thoroughly enjoy, you should do this.
Yeah.
Because you see people from here. Our designers,
yes,
from here, like I said, if she was a server at one or maybe
like
even two places,
yeah,
and her designs were beautiful,
yes,
and this is something she loved. She went to school for it and all that, and so who knows? Maybe someday,
maybe
she'll have her own fashion design company right here in Reading.
Yes.
So wouldn't that be great?
And We have a little announcement we want to make.
Okay,
too.
We've got 5 minutes for that.
5 minutes. So, as people may or may not know, we have been on the lookout for a new executive director.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this position since we started the organization 6 years ago, and kind of ready to move on to some different parts of life. And so we are very, very fortunate, and I am so happy to announce that our new executive director is Yvonne Mazzotto.
Yay!
We are all thrilled.
Sugar all over this downtown.
Sugar is
what a great
everywhere.
Choice. Okay, Jan, first of all, thank you so much for what you've done for the Reading Fashion Alliance and for our fashion designers and for the haute couture line. But Yvonne, what a great choice.
Thank you. Oh, I'm
no,
so excited.
I mean that. You, okay. So what are your plans?
Well, one thing is I get to wear black and red lipstick and nobody's going to question where I'm going every morning. Not sugar, but fashion.
Yeah.
Fashion.
I'm just ready to dig in and learn. And I came from FIDM, Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. I worked in LA in the garment district.
I did not
so,
know that.
Yeah, so I've got
wow.
quite some history and excited to get back to it. I mean, I have notes and notes and notes in my phone right now of all the different things that I'm excited to
well, you know
to be about.
That Linda's going to slap me because she said, she's going to slap me because she's not here. But you know how she likes to be involved with this.
Yeah.
And I can tell you what, anything we can do.
Thank you.
So, and because mm-hmm. this is, you know, it allows people to express themselves. It, you know, and it's kind of like Napoleon said about his soldiers. Every soldier holds the baton of a field marshal in their pack, which means you can become a general. And it's kind of like this. I kind of look at it like this. That we may have a designer we don't even know about.
Right.
That becomes, you know, the next Pierre Cardin or, you know.
Well, and I didn't go into the industry right away because I didn't necessarily want to live in L.A. or New York.
Yeah.
I wanted to live a little bit more rural. My background is my family would go to the Eastern Sierras almost, you know, every holiday, but then I lived in L.A. So I have this kind of diverse background, and when I graduated, I thought, what am I going to do with this career in a more remote area? Well, this is it. I mean, RFA is all about taking people and taking that skill set and actually making it work beyond our borders.
And you all have contacts with people from all over. And by the way, Yvonne, of course, is part of the Enjoy Empire, kicking that off, which has become a huge success. And Jan, you have set the table. You have got it started. Mm-hmm. You have done wonderful work. Mm-hmm. And I can see why you're happy that you've handed it off to Yvonne to take it to the next level.
Yeah. Thank you.
So okay. Excited to see
the 20th, you can get your tickets. The 30th, mm-hmm. April 30th, right downtown here. Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets from Reading Fashion Alliance Facebook page or
ReadingFashionAlliance.org.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.
All right.
Okay. Will. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, when we come back from the news, we're going to have Attorney Patrick Gorman with us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Looking to avert a disastrous surge of illegal immigration across the southern border, legislation's been introduced in the Senate to extend Title 42 authority until February of 2025. Senator Marco Rubio, one of 10 Republican co-sponsors, and although it is a GOP bill, some Democrats are signing on in support. Russian attacks continuing to take the lives of civilians in Ukraine. The BBC's Joe Inwood says a missile strike on a busy train station in the Donetsk region killed at least 50 people.
The images coming from the scene show dozens of bodies lying motionless on the ground. There are pools of blood everywhere. A baby's pushchair is clearly visible. Police officers can be seen going from person to person looking for survivors. This appears to have been a direct hit on civilians trying to flee the fighting. The local military administrator, Pavlo Kirilenko, said a Russian Iskander missile was to blame for what he called a deliberate strike by villains and criminals.
And Ukraine's president issuing a desperate appeal to the West, give us heavy weapons to fight the invaders. The White House facing questions about COVID protocols amid a wave of positive cases among government officials, including Nancy Pelosi.
President Biden had up-close interactions with House Speaker Pelosi twice this week, right before she tested positive for the coronavirus. But White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said the president did not meet the CDC's standard for being identified as a close contact.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The White House dismissing as a publicity stunt Texas Governor Greg Abbott's plan to bus illegal immigrants released from federal custody to Washington, D.C. Abbott says President Biden refuses to visit the border to see the chaos he has created, so, in the governor's words, we're taking the border to him. Wall Street, the Dow up 253 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
French voters in the upcoming presidential election will use the same system that's been used for generations. Paper ballots cast in person and counted by hand. Despite periodic calls for more flexibility or modernizing the system, France does not do mail-in voting, early voting, or voting machines like are common in the U.S. and some other Western countries. Egypt's state news agency reports at least three people, including two Polish tourists, were killed when a bus crashed on a highway near the Red Sea. The vehicle was carrying 21 people, including 19 Polish tourists, when it rolled over on the highway. The Egyptian driver was also killed in the crash.
Another 14 Poles and two Egyptians were injured. They were transferred to nearby hospitals. Deadly traffic accidents claim thousands of lives every year in Egypt, which has a poor transportation safety record. News and analysis at townhall.com. More than half of American voters say that President Biden has been bad for the country's future, and fewer than a third want him to be reelected in 2024.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 52% of likely U.S. voters believe Mr. Biden's presidency has been bad for the long-term success of the United States. 34% think Mr. Biden's presidency has been good for America's long-term success, while another 11% say it hasn't made much difference. The survey of 1,000 likely U.S. voters was conducted between April 4th and 5th. The margin of error was plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Israeli security forces hunted down and killed a Palestinian man who had opened fire in a crowded bar in central Tel Aviv, killing two, wounding more than 10 others. The attack causing mass panic in the heart of the bustling city. It was the fourth deadly attack in Israel by Palestinians in 3 weeks. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott, we're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Today, the 8th of April, 2022, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here with the weather, and it's kind of like we have hopes for next week.
We do have a chance of rain next week starting on Monday, and fingers crossed. Currently 58 degrees. Today is going to be a high of 87, a low of 49. On Saturday, we have a wind advisory, high of 73, a low of 44. On Sunday, the wind advisory is still in effect with a high of 71, a low of 43. And Sunday night, we have a slight chance of showers. Monday, showers likely with a high of 60, a low of 39. On Tuesday, slight chance of showers with a high of 66, a low of 40. Chance of showers on Wednesday, with a high of 66, a low of 46. And it looks like Thursday, still a chance of showers. So,
okay. Hey, weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane comes out of one tank, usually. So the difference is the customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane wins the world's championship on customer service, caring about their customers. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It helps people during times of need. You can't ask for more than that. 365-3793. I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. I like to call him the bulldog of the legal profession.
You know, it's funny that one of the first nicknames
Listen to that voice. Tell me that I'm going to fight for you.
No, when I was a new attorney, there was a former JAG, retired JAG major who was kind of a mentor to me, and he started calling me Stormin' Gorman, and I always got a kick out of that, but yeah.
Okay. Of course, your expertise is in workers' comp, but that does not limit me at all. And, no. And you're fine with that because you're a pretty bright guy. And I haven't even asked you about this, so I'm going to ask you during the break because I'm not going to put you on the spot something.
That's exciting, put me on the spot.
Okay, Article 42.
Okay.
The one that Trump introduced to hold the border by saying you can't come in. You've got to stay in Mexico because of COVID. The administration is getting ready to lift this. This is the threat, but they may have backed off on it.
Were they going to lift it or were they going to let it sunset?
Let it sunset. Whatever it is, it was going to end. And along the border, including Democrats, they are just up in arms about this. Last year it was 1,000 a day. Now it's 8,000 a day coming across the border. They're coming in and they're banding together in caravans because they believe that once that 42 is sunsets, lifted, goes away, that it's just going to almost end up in open borders. Have you, what exactly was that?
So typically when somebody comes across the border, if they are not inspected or paroled, then they're subject to not just removal of the from the country, but also it then bars the time in which they can reenter. If they, even if they get citizenship, they can't reenter for, you know, 1 year, 10 years, or life, right? Depending on how many times they've come into the country without being inspected or paroled by a customs agent. So folks were coming here and saying, you know, I'm requesting asylum or something along those lines. And then they were being, that's an inspection and then parole. The catch and release is being paroled in the United States. And that allows folks to stay here during during the proceedings about their claim for residency. But also if they ever are removed, while those proceedings are happening, it prevents them, the clause that prevents them from reentering legally for 10 years or life, whatever, then is waived, right? It don't, no longer exists because you were paroled or inspected when you came in here. So Article 42 or Title 42 was initiated as it was called the Remain in Mexico policy, and it was an enforcement mechanism where if you came here under a claim of asylum, you would have to remain in Mexico or the next closest country. So I guess Canada could be subject to it as well, until your proceedings went through the whole court system. It takes, you know, 10, 20 years. And then if you then had your claim for asylum, granted, you could then enter. So what was happening, a lot of people were coming here and then they were being paroled in the United States. And then we have a 20-year, you know, a legal proceeding for them, or 12 years, however long it may be. So it was a de facto, legalization of, you know, and, you know, this is such a, you know, my theory on this, is that neither party really wants to solve the problem because both parties have had a majority in the House and the Senate.
Oh, yeah.
And the White House.
No, this is both parties are a bunch of cowards. And we all agree, at least I think most of us agree, we need immigration reform.
Yes.
We need to make this where I have a friend who was in the British Navy, worked in, at the top secret code word levels in the Marine Corps and the Navy here in the United States, loved it here. They transitioned over. 4 years later, he's still trying to get that green card, including having to go back to England, you know, after 3 years, get it, you know, re-permitted and all that, and come back to the United States. There's something wrong there that takes that long. On the other hand,
I have a lot of engagement with the migrant community.
Well, yes.
And they are exploited in the worst way. Carl, you would be, I mean, it is akin to slavery. I mean, these folks are getting paid almost nothing. They're terrified about being removed from the country because that is the worst thing that can actually happen to them in their life, right? We don't understand what it's like, right? We have this notion of freedom that doesn't exist in a lot of other countries, and individual rights and, you know, due process and fairness. So, you know, because of that, you know, a lot of financial interests go into there never being a change in the system. And, you know, I don't know if folks are aware, but about 10% of the country, about 35 million people are here. Or, yeah, 35 million people are here illegally. So that's 10% of the country, right? We have 350 million people. So, you know, folks
think 10% right now.
Right.
So next year it's going to be more because of birth rates.
But, you know, feel great officer. You know, do we really believe that we're going to be able to round up 35 million people and have them leave? No.
Of course
not.
It'll
be a civil war and there'll be 35 million people fighting it. And it's a very complicated issue. It's become complicated. So I'm all about immigration reform, but there has to be a way to bring folks to come. I mean, we have a negative birth rate. You know, and it's, you know, the only reason the argument is that migration suppresses wages is because the migration that is suppressing wages is illegal migration.
Mm-hmm.
And folks work in the shadows and work for less than, you know, they should.
Well, my opinion on this is we need the immigration reform, but before you can reform immigration, you've got to lock down the border. You have to have control of the border.
Right.
At that point, you know, then you can get bits and drabs coming across. You know, you're never going to stop it totally. But you're not going to have this walk across and get asylum and economic, you know, for economic reasons. And then, and as you said, we've got 35 million people here illegally.
Yeah.
There's, you know, and in that are some of the people that were, you know, that were, you know, the quote dreamers that were brought here when they were one or two, and they've grown up as Americans. Those should be right on a fast track right away. Their parents need to be on something where they're paying fines or whatever it is that, but the only way we're going to fix this is by closing the border down. It's not going to be by gross amnesty leaving the border open.
No, I mean, that happened
did happen. Reagan did it.
Well, Reagan, there were enforcement mechanisms that then never got funded. And again, I mean, if you look at the initiative process in California, you know, these propositions, you know, one thing that comes up is like the bullet train, right? So we had an initiative to create this bullet train. There will never be an initiative or a referendum to get rid of it because there's no money in getting rid of it. There's no money in legalizing migration. There's no money in fixing the problem. Otherwise, it would have been fixed a long time ago in our life. I mean, before I was born, probably.
Probably.
So, yeah, there's no money in it. So you need to have a political will. You need to have a public opinion, you know, difference. And you know, people just get pushed into their camps. And, you know, it's unfortunate. But, yeah, I mean, the lifting of 42, I mean, just the humanitarian crisis alone that's going to be caused by, you know, 10,000 El Salvadorians walking across Central America and Mexico, landing on the border, you know, the children, there are, you know, there's human traffickers, there's drug traffickers.
Well,
the
drug cartels are making lots of money off this.
Sure.
They control that whole northern region. They're making billions off this.
Yeah.
They love this. They love it. They know more about our border than we do as Americans. So this whole thing is a mess. It's gotten worse. And I don't see any political will from Biden or anybody to do something about it. You know, what is it? Just let people keep coming across? Because you know it has an impact on our schools, our hospitals, our infrastructure, our housing, all of this stuff. I mean, it's a tremendous impact. And yet it seems to be, oh, it's okay. We want to help these people. But what about Americans that are here?
No, I agree with you on that.
I understand what you're saying. You have to protect those who can't protect themselves. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I understand that. But I go back to the thing is they're here illegally.
But so blaming the immigrant versus the entity that has full control over this whole situation, right? I mean, why aren't we blaming? I mean, we're blaming one party or the other. And then a lot of people are blaming the people who are coming here. Do you blame them? I sure as hell would. If I had the means to get here and I was an El Salvadorian, I'd be coming right across that border with my family. So,
well,
you know, putting the blame fairly,
just
squarely on them, you know, this isn't a criminal statute of murder, right? This is an administrative immigration statute. They're not committing, you know, everybody says they're committing a crime. I mean, okay, but every single one of us does every single day because there's like 700,000 laws to violate, right? So blaming the migrants, I think, is completely misplaced, and I think we need to hold our leaders accountable because
it starts with them.
Yeah.
Obviously, it starts with them. Both the Republicans and the Democrats, they've controlled the presidency, the House, and the Senate. Nothing happened for both sides.
Yes.
So anyway, got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Don't fool around with your family safety. You got a little chip in your windshield and you think, oh, that's okay. Well, it's going to get hot, hot, hot. You turn on that air conditioner and that little chip becomes a crack, crack, crack. You don't want that to happen. And Jeff can fix it. He guarantees it for life. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Come on down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Attorney Patrick Gorman.
In the middle of the night, must be looking for something. Something to take it, I know. But the river is wide, and it's too hard to crawl.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Gather your friends and family to share a meal. Seasons Inside Wind River Resort and Casino is offering Easter brunch on Sunday, April 17th. Brunch 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. includes carving station with prime rib, baked ham, omelet station, assorted sides and desserts. See the full menu and prices at windriver.com. Children 5 and under free. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-EASTER. You win. Leave Easter brunch to us and find your moment at the river.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
BNT Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack. And these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, Monday, Shasta College and Red Bluff Roundup. May have a cowboy coming in for that on Monday. And, you know, Linda's got the show that day. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber. Mike Huber goes down to another one of our advertisers and... at Cypress Square Barbershop. He says, cut my hair like Carl Botts. Well, you may not like it this time because I've went mohawk. No. Estate Granite. Mike is an artist when it comes to working with granite, marble, slate. He can help you redesign your kitchen, redesign your bathroom. He can work on other rooms, other outside projects for you. This guy knows what he's doing. And so much so that he works by appointment only. And if you want a free consultation and talk with him and tell him your plans, and then he can add on to that or tell you what works and what doesn't, give him a call at 241-STONE. 241-STONE, or check out EstateGranite.com. It's a veteran-owned business. I'm here with another veteran-owned business, attorney Patrick Gorman, who does workers' comp, but he does a lot of different things. Like he says, no, throw me a question, and you know, one of these days, now I'm going to have to research something esoteric. So next time I just throw something out from the 1830s, and you go, but unfortunately you'll probably be able to tell me about it. You've got a couple workers' comp cases that could have long-term ramifications.
Yes.
For law enforcement.
Yeah, and, you know, in my background, when I was down in the Bay Area, I worked on the asbestos calendar, and I've also had cases with, you know, solvent exposure causing blood cancers, things like that. So I know a bit about industrial chemical exposures and long-term effects of them, right? They call them latency periods. And so a lot of our local law enforcement, they do mutual aid with, you know, Fish and Game or the EPA or whoever on these cartel-operated grows out in the hills. And
not your local, just in your backyard grows. These are the big ones.
Yeah, this isn't the guy, you know, the guy with two plants in his backyard. No, these are thousands and thousands of plants set up in the hills. And, you know, they use these pesticides that have been just completely banned in America. One of them, for example.
Any civilized place in the world would ban them.
Yeah. They're neurotoxins, and they kill deer and bear and
everything.
And they use them because they're effective. And, you know, these officers go into these grows, and it's usually in the summer, right? And you know, or early fall, and they're exposed to thousands and thousands of plants because they're doing the manual labor of cutting them down. And keep in mind, this is in full tactical care. They're wearing plate carriers, ballistic helmets. They're cutting down these plants, you know, 95 degrees outside. They're sweating. And they're getting exposed to these pesticides. It's getting on their skin. They're breathing it in. They're breathing in mold, all kinds of things like that. And, you know, just similar to the military, law enforcement officers aren't, you know, they'll work broken. And, you know, what I think we'll see, it definitely is, you know, 10, 11, maybe 13 years from now, thousands of our local law enforcement officers who've been working on these grows coming down with, neurological disorders such as, you know, Parkinson's, dementia, but also probably lung cancers and things like that.
Really? And, you know, I know that when they go in and they bust into a place where there's fentanyl, you know, they've got the Narcan there. That's why they carry it, just in case they get exposed to it because it's so deadly. But you don't think about the, and we all talk about the pesticides. We all talk about the roticides that these cartels use, these murderers use. And you don't think about that impact. You know, it's almost like the burn pits over in Iraq and Afghanistan having, you know, it's caused health problems for people exposed to it. So this doesn't surprise me. I guess now that you've talked about it, that this could affect people because you're right. They're out there and they wear gloves and they, you know, they've got long sleeves and all this, but they're not wearing masks in the sense of a, you know, a full field protective mask.
Right. And, you know, when they...
Because that'd be a good way to collapse from other things, but...
If they were to go into a meth lab, it would be declared a hazmat site immediately. The officers would have to pull out, perimeter it, and get a hazmat team in there to sanitize it before evidence were taken. And that's because there were a lot of poisonings in the 90s of law enforcement officers going into these meth cookhouses.
Yeah.
But we're not there with these grows. For some reason, we're not there with these grows. These officers are not being, they're not given PPE, you know, and then.
It's personal protection equipment.
Right. I mean, they aren't, they're not given the protective gear. There's no cleanup crew coming in. You know, it's concerning. I mean, just knowing what I know, and one thing that good attorneys are supposed to do is predict where things wind up, right? And the various ways how they get there so they can prevent them from happening. And it's just, it's something I see as really being a problem, and, you know, especially with law enforcement, I have a special place for them in my heart.
Oh, yeah, you were law enforcement. Well, have you thought about writing a letter to our law enforcement agencies about this? Have there been warnings about this? And then, I mean, this is the first case I've heard of.
There's been articles throughout various, I mean, there's been Mendocino County deputies have been poisoned. There's been, and this is the immediate poisoning. The EPA has come up here and spoken with several law enforcement chiefs about the signs of exposure and the neurotoxin. So I think it's something that's a whisper in the law enforcement community, and they all know what it is. But as far as the policymakers, yeah, maybe they're ignorant to it. I don't know who I'd write a letter to, you know, or if they'd even read it, but it's something that, I don't know, maybe the POAs can kind of take the reins on it, but, you know, the chiefs, you know, hey, chiefs, you know, watch commanders, if you guys want advice,
yeah,
you know, sheriffs, if you guys want to talk, you know, let's talk and figure out a way to protect your guys.
I wonder if it just bringing in a bulldozer there and just bulldozing this instead of getting people into it might be the best way.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, bulldozing it into one pile.
Yeah, you clear, secure, and then you have it removed in a safe manner.
Yeah. And doing a, I mean, they've got these little bitty, of course, some of these grows are, I mean, how do you get to them? I mean, that's the purpose of it is they're way back there.
Yeah, I don't know how you get a dough. You sling lift them in, right? Sling load them in with a Blackhawk.
I don't know either. Yeah. But they've got these little bitty ones, or these smaller ones, that, you know, that you can use, it seems like. And if it keeps people from, you know, getting exposed to this. Guys, we were exposed to so much stuff. That's why we went across in mop gear. We just knew that Saddam was going to launch chemicals at us, which he didn't. But we picked up chemical, you know, our sensor systems picking up chemicals. And being in a mop suit is totally...
Oh, yeah, especially in Iraq. Yeah. What was it, like 130? Anyway. I mean, at least it was in April, but, you know, it wasn't in
July. Yeah, it was only 130 inside the suit. We're here with Patrick Gorin, attorney at law, and we're talking about our police, our law enforcement, when they're going out after these illegal groves. The cartels are using pesticides and roticides that are totally illegal in the United States for good reason, because they're neurotoxins and will kill you. But they use it because they're so effective out there to protect their illegal groves. And what the impact this can be on some of our law enforcement. You don't want that to happen. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Rebecca and Henry, a local business that's been there for 30-plus years. They have a great selection of jewelry. They're super nice people. Their jewelry is at fair prices. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
Hot Cars!
And Cool April Night
is back, April 22nd through May 1st.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
Dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 29th.
And get your tickets now for the big event with up to 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 30th.
It's back, bigger than ever. Don't miss the 31st annual Cool April Night, April 22nd through May 1st.
Get your tickets today at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts locations.
For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Tickets for the big show on sale now at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts stores for $8 pre-sale and $10 at the door. And new this year, for $25, get your all-access wristband that gets you into the big show, plus 4 nights of live entertainment at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, and Cresco Equipment. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's KOOLAPRILNITES.com.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at Tuesday. It is a great place to get a haircut. What can I say? It's the only place I've had my haircut since I've lived here. It's a better-known business. Tim and Logan are great people. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You get a great haircut. They work by appointment, so you don't have to wait in line. You just come in, get your haircut. If you want to stay around, you can, and listen to what's going on, read the mags there. Phone number is 244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold. I think that's cool. Women, of course, bring their children in there all the time, so it's not like you're banned from the place. But Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the street from Lucky Miller's, a new barbecue place in town. I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He works workers' comp, but he can talk about most anything. If you have a question, if you have a legal question, give us a call at 605-4567, or just a question, 605-4567, since we range over everything. And we'll give Patrick a shot at it. It doesn't mean he can get too specific, though.
Yeah, and general answers.
Generally, but general answers on it, so 605-4567. Okay, we talked about this newest thing about the pesticides, which, if you think about it, going after those marijuana fields, it just makes sense. The Title 42, which direction you want to go now?
Well, I think we were just kind of talking about the rodeo and what a great organization it is.
Oh.
I mean, that's...
I will make an announcement today. I haven't made it before, but I joined the Reading Rodeo Association last month, and it takes 3 months to join. It does. You have to show up for 3 meetings, and with the rodeo coming, there's so much work to do, and I am assisting in that. And I usually don't join an organization, first of all, that would have me. What kind of organization is that? But these are a great group of people. And the Reading Rodeo, which is coming up on the week of the 15th of May, it's the second largest moneymaker for Reading, if you think about that. And it's one of the top 25 rodeos in the United States, and there's hundreds and hundreds of rodeos. And it's all done by volunteers, which is almost unheard of. When they, you know, they've been inducted in the Rodeo Hall of Fame and all this, but when they find out it's just volunteers doing this, they are, you know, they're just astounded by it, because most of the big rodeos, like we have here, with the money added and all the contestants rolling through here, all the stock contractors, the vendors, you can't even begin to think how much stuff goes on. And these are just your neighbors putting this on, giving their time for this. I'm just a worker bee. And but to see this, other rodeos are just astounded about how we can have such a great, great event. And it's just done by volunteers. Something to be proud of here.
Well, I think that one thing that when I was with the Sea Cadets and was commanding the Sea Cadets up here, I didn't realize how much. So when you go and you buy a rodeo ticket and you buy concessions there, a lot of folks think that it goes to the rodeo. The rodeo puts that back into all of these community organizations. I mean, they make
scholarships,
$1,000 donations.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that money stays here. And the amount of fun that's here, and it starts with the Asphalt Cowboys on that street dance. It goes to our steak feed. And last night we were signing up to cook for the steak feed. And they've got, I mean, this thing is down. They've got a professional chef that's a member of the Cowboys. I mean, they've bought 800 steaks and then baked potatoes. So the day before, people come in there and they wrap potatoes with foil. You don't think about it, but how much work it does in this. Anyway, enough about the rodeo. City of Reading is having a meeting on, I can't wait to hear about this with you. They're going to have a meeting on whether or not to continue the required processes regarding the Civic Auditorium and Rodeo Grounds properties. At the meeting, at its meeting on April 19th at 6 p.m. Now, we heard there's a meeting tomorrow, and I can't find anything about that. But they will be discussing this at the April 19th Tuesday night meeting. And the properties under consideration, of course, are the Civic, the Rodeo Ground property on Auditorium Drive. And they're talking about if it's going to conform to the state law on surplus land. Do you know anything about that one, about surplus land, which is enforced through the California Department of Housing and Community Development?
Not enough to speak in detail.
I found something.
Oh, let's hear it.
There it is. I found something.
Oh, well, I mean, I think that generally you have to utilize surplus land for housing development, low-income properties, things like that, in order to continue HUD funding for your municipality, right? So if they want HUD funding for housing for the folks who are already housed, then they can't have a bunch of surplus land that they're doing nothing with. What the ramifications of that are, other than losing your HUD funding, I don't know.
Well, it says the Act, you hit that pretty close. The Act intends to ensure property is offered and available to build affordable housing regardless of the use, current use designation. So part of that process, if this goes through, is part of that house, you know, it has to be offered up to affordable housing people. So as we learned downtown here at the 7th block or block 7 project, is you can have market rate, but you also have affordable housing in there too at a lower rate. So I think that has something to do with it. And then the question is, how much control do we have, public and private, for what it's going to look like down there, because it's a 10-year project. So it's going to be interesting. We have those rodeo grounds. We have the asphalt, where the Asphalt Cowboys are with all their stuff, rodeo grounds, the Civic. Obviously, we need a new auditorium. And then all that property along there, where you put the boat ramp and all of that. I mean, it could be one of the most beautiful places in the world if done correctly.
Yeah, one thing I want to just encourage the community to do is to demand. And I saw this a lot in the Bay Area, is, you know, the municipalities would grow. They would just allow housing developers to come in and just put up things everywhere. And they never required any offset for the increased use of the roads, the congestion. Mm-hmm. They never had the housing developers put any money into a fund to add lanes to roads or anything like that. Oh. So it's just poor planning. and they're looking at the tax revenue aspect of it. But us as citizens, we're the ones who suffer the impacts of the density if they don't do it right. So,
well, you know, they're talking about another bridge across the Sac, be able to get people in differently. It's going to take, it's going to be, you know, widening lanes and all this if you put something like that in there. But this meeting is going to be on the 19th. If you, for more information, just go to the Reading, city website and look under latest news, and it's got the got all the story in that. So and also a survey that they have in there to take to see if what people think about it. Okay, let's take a quick break. The on April 23rd. At the Wind River Event Center, the Safari Club International Reading Regional Chapter is having its 28th annual banquet. This is a great time. Great dinner, super, super raffle items. You know, you have a live auction, you have a silent auction, games, auctions, drawings, includes guns, hunts, hunting, and outdoor gear. You get a chance to win the chapter rifle, a Kimber Mount Ascent 8400 and 300 Winchester Magnum. These are quality, by the way, these are quality firearms. And these are not ones they can't sell at the gun store. These are Weatherby's, Remington's, Marlin 3030s, Ruger's, Henry Big Boy in the 44 mag. I've always wanted that one. I never have won that
expensive,
one.
Expensive trigger pull.
Yeah, and but for more information, go to sciredding.org or give Larry a call at 474-5075. Sold a lot of tickets, and I think there's some left, but you're going to have a great time. Tri-tip or chicken, so many things. If you buy a table, you got a real good chance of winning a firearm if you buy a table. And tickets are, let me see, how much are tickets here? $75 per person or $100 per couple. So there you go. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
I ain't never been with a woman long enough for my boots to get old. But we've been together so long now that both need we sold. If I ever settle down, you'd be my kind. And it's a good time.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight.
And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. If you're not on our video feed, you're missing some moves here. When I'm dancing, Patrick actually had to close his eyes and turn away.
That's a lie.
Yeah. I have Patrick Gorman here as my guest, attorney at law. He does workers' comp, but this man is so bright on so many other things. And how do people get a hold of you?
Call me anytime at my office, 530-262-2168. You can email me, email@gormancomplaw.com. You can even go to my website, and there's a way to reach out to me that way and call me anytime. And we are busier now, so I don't answer the phone myself as much right out of the gate. But one of the girls will get you to me, and I'll help you out. And
free consultation.
Free consultation. Yes, absolutely, and as much time as you need. And if it's not an issue I can help you with, I can direct you somewhere else and help you out.
And one of the things I really thought was cool was that somebody's calling you, and you talk to them, and you say, well, you know what? Everything's going the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely.
And you don't want a lawyer to muddle this up.
Yeah. Yeah. If everything's going well, bringing a lawyer in can cause the person doing everything you're asking to step back and stop.
You worked in the, for the insurance companies and yes. Workers' comp, and that's all the light. And, a former law enforcement, he's a veteran of the 101st, Air Assault, groups, got his Air Assault badge.
I did.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jane, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
I wanted to ask, I turned in late to the program, and I don't know if he covered anything. I was listening what he was talking about, all of the poisons and everything associated with all of these illegal grows and everything, and what it's doing to even the law enforcement who go in and cut it down. Where is all of this pot going to these dispensaries? You know, is this poisoning? If it's poisoning the animals and the people that go in and cut it down, what about the people that are smoking and whatever else they're doing with it?
Well, I think the dispensaries, if they're on the up and up, everything they have is not grown in these cartel grows, and it has to be. You know, I've read through those regulations when they first came out. It was very fascinating to me, and they're all tested and everything. The stuff that's being bought at the dispensary is being grown by a large corporation, not a cartel, and they're heavily regulated. They have a lot to lose, but I mean, smoking anything is not going to be good for you. But I don't think maybe some of the cartel stuff winds up in the legal marketplace, but I think most of it is being sold illegally for a lower price than what the stuff at the dispensaries.
I think, Gene, this is such a great place to grow weed up here, and then they take that and they ship it across the United States where they can get much higher prices for it. And I don't, but you're absolutely right. You know, if they take this and they don't, wash it and do all those things they're supposed to do, you're probably smoking that stuff.
Yeah. So, what's getting into the entire population? And it's so now the feds have opened up, and it's just insane. Anyway, that was
good question.
What I thought about.
Okay. Good question. Thank you. Okay. You know what? You're an attorney, so I'm going to bring this up to you. I'm not asking you to pick sides or anything like that, but we have our district attorney race going on, two people. What does a lawyer like to see in the district attorney's office?
Well, so I actually managed, I was a part owner in this large firm and managed attorneys, and we had 90 of them. So I could definitely speak, and just being in the military, I definitely can speak to what I would want to see from a leader, and that would be somebody that has clear direction, clear guidelines, furthering the mission, right, mm-hmm. and working towards accomplishing that. As a community member, what I'd like to see from a DA, what I'd like to see from our leaders altogether is something that really bothered me during the COVID shutdowns, and that's blaming Sacramento for every single thing that's wrong. I think that, Colonel, did you ever blame the commandant for failing a mission to your men?
Nope.
You can't. So if the laws are a problem in some respects, you try to find a solution within the law to address it. Like I said, there's 700,000 laws. There are ways to deal with it. You need somebody who's going to be think outside of the box and not just say, I can't because of Sacramento. And we saw it with the Board of Supervisors in 2020. And it's a common theme where we blame Sacramento. And trust me, there's plenty of blame to put on Sacramento. But that's not solving the problems in the community. We need solutions. So I would want a DA or anybody in office. We can acknowledge that there are policy issues out of Sacramento. But what's the answer to that? And it's not doing nothing. So that's where I would head. And, I've met Stephanie, and I was telling you, I met her at a pension bar dinner and talked to her husband for hours. He's awesome. And I personally know Eric, and he's actually a friend of mine. So I am a little biased, but at the end of the day, neither one is a bad person. This isn't about evil.
It's not about evil. Yeah. No, this is not about negativity.
Yeah. Which direction do we go? Yeah. I mean, do we try something different or can the current DA to find solutions outside of saying we can't do anything because of Sacramento? That's what I would be looking for answers on. And I think that as a populace, our apathy on voting is horrendous. I think 30% of registered voters show up to vote. At the end of the day, whoever wins or loses, people need to show up and vote, and they need to research who they're voting for. And that's the end of the, I mean, that's, this is our performance review of our officials is voting. So if something's wrong, this is the only remedy you have. Everybody would call me during the COVID shutdowns and ask about suing this person and suing that person. The Supreme Court has said time after time after time that our remedy to poor leadership is voting for somebody else. So I'm not saying there's poor leadership.
I know what you're saying. You're into just like we are. We encourage people to vote. This is the greatest right that's given to American citizens, that to vote for the people that represent you. And you also have a right to recall people if you don't think they represent you. The fact is this, these elections this June and November can totally change directions of which way we're going. I mean, and if you like the way it's going, then fine. Vote that way. If you don't like the way it's going, then make a change. But vote.
Yeah.
If, like I do, three times. No, just vote. Okay, vote once.
Carl with a K and a C.
Yeah, well, I go in and I check the ones who haven't voted right at the end, and I sign up. I vote for Rick Bassetti, all these things, because Bassetti doesn't even live here anymore. But, but that's a great right. Now, one question came in real quick. What about the people who pay the people that are here illegally? Does anything happen to them?
No. And actually, the government could solve the problem of illegal immigration with a stroke of a pen if they decided to lock up corporations that hire illegal immigrants.
How about the e-card? Isn't that, is it the
no,
e-card?
No, e-verify. Is
e-verify.
Not, it's not mandated. Some states mandate it, but it's not verified. It's not mandated. And
but wouldn't that have a huge impact?
I don't think so. I think that there would be a way around it, or you just have people working off the books. E-verify only works if you report that employee as an employee.
Oh, I got it.
Right.
Okay. The last thing is Musk. I said it. I don't know if you were listening. Were you listening? I don't know if you were listening earlier because you work. But he's coming up with the Omni robot that will do the jobs that people don't want to do. I mean, is this the type of robot that will pick? You know, we'll run the machines for avocados and all this.
There are things
I mean,
you can't automate.
Think of that.
You know, those guys that are really pushing. It's not just Elon, the guy Bezos. All these guys are really pushing for automating everything and then having universal wage or universal cost of living, basic wage. So they're trying to say we're going to have robots do everything and we're going to put the entire population on welfare, basically. And these guys buy a lot of land in New Zealand and on islands and everything. And I think they know that people are going to come with pitchforks and torches after them at some point. Like people are happier when they are producing and providing, and putting them all on a couch with some universal basic income while robots. I mean, has anybody called in to a 1-800 number and never been able to get a person? How frustrating is that? You can't take the human element out of many things.
Well, they have. They've tried to do that in businesses. And I can tell you right now, after like 5 minutes of going through routines with these with automated voices, that's it. I just go, you know what? You have thoroughly infuriated me at this point. Patrick? Thanks a lot.
Oh,
you're
always
here. You always give, I can ask you anything and you tell me what you think. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You can reach him at
530-262-2168.
That's right. Insurance companies have lawyers. You need a lawyer if it comes to that. And he's a lot of times it doesn't even have to come to that. But Patrick.